Welcome to Land Yap, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. I'm Bob Lennox. Well, 10 galleries shine bright as the Downtown Arts Alliance presents a gallery crawl Thursday night from 5 to 9. Mark Allen Dooley is with the Mad Gallery, and Kelsey McCrary is curator with the newest addition to the crawl, Luna Blue Studio. Welcome to you both.
Thanks.
Glad that you're here. Kelsey, tell me, what is the story on your location joining the downtown area and the art crawl?
Well, Kim Battiford is the owner of Luna Blue Yoga Studio, and she's interested in promoting downtown and enhancing the arts culture that we already have down there. So she wanted to join the Arts Alliance and become a location for the crawl. We're located right across from the new Rain location in Duck and Dressing. It's a beautiful, beautiful space. And so we just went from there and started curating the work and collecting some things for the new show, and we think it's really going
to
be great.
Yeah, I understand that the studio kind of lends itself to be able to display an exhibit of
it
art.
We have lovely tall ceilings, and it's just really spacious and open, and lots of natural light, and it's quite beautiful.
Some of the works you'll be showcasing coming up tomorrow evening?
We have a body of work by Megan McClanahan. There's some photographs. We also have a wall of work by Cheryl Crawford, photographs, and then we have a local MFA candidate at Tech. Her name is Casey Parkinson. She's going to be exhibiting some ceramic sculpture, and they're lovely pieces. So,
lots of great stuff there. Now, just down the road from you is the Palace Gallery. They're going to be hosting the second annual Christmas gift show. Tell us a little bit more about that.
We're pretty excited about that. It often gets a lot of traffic during the December crawl, Christmas shopping and all that. It's the attraction there. People lately are moving more towards handmade gifts and homemade things, that special little touch. So the Palace is really great about hosting that every year.
Well, Mark, the Mad Gallery always brings a cool combination of music and art. What's going to be happening there during the art crawl?
Well, this December we've got Bob and Linda Ward, which
husband and wife duo.
Yes, and they've been around a long time. They've been teachers here at ULM, and they have helped produce some of the fine MFAs, Master of Fine Arts artists in this region, and so we're really excited to have them, and it's really a great privilege to be able to display their works, and they've produced several new works for this particular crawl.
Just across the way from you is R&R Studio, where Brad will be hosting a guest artist coming up tomorrow night.
Right. He'll have Joey Slaughter, Faults, Fixins, and Gimmicks, Paintings and Sculptures. He's an associate professor of art at Louisiana Tech University.
Yeah. There's lots of activity going on, of course, with you've got upstairs and downstairs gallery and the big room. What are some of the highlights of those galleries coming up tomorrow?
Well, we've got quite a number of artists at the big room. Of course, being the big room, it has a lot of space. We've got some bold graphic urban pieces by Ali Hijazi and John Aiken, and sculptured birdhouses designed and built by Bill Durham. Ricky Sykes continues to amaze us with his portrait work, and Victoria Smith, Robbie Jones, and Emily Caldwell will be showing mixed media work.
Some of the residents, artists can be found at Sugar Gallery. What's going to be taking place there?
Well, Sugar is, it's been kind of a, I don't know, one of the cornerstones of the Art Alley, and they have quite a large membership there. And we've got Scott Stone, Crystal Stone, Diane Rosenberg, Stacy Metteries, Leah Smith, Reitzel, and Berg Ransom, among others, that will be showing there as well.
Lots of stuff going on in Art Alley. And Kelsey, Livaday Studio, they have a special photography exhibit from Jenny Ellerby. Can you tell us about that feature?
Yeah, Jenny is actually a self-taught photographer, and a lot of her work deals with local imagery from here in the Monroe region. She's very interested in those type of things, and recently has become interested in the Indian mounds that can be found scattered throughout Northeast Louisiana and Western Mississippi. So in the relationship between that and just the history of this region, so those photographs are going to deal with that and just make the viewer ask some questions, and it should be pretty great.
Well, Mark, I know the River Gallery in West Monroe, they always have quite a collection of artists that participate there. Tell us about some of the highlights with the holiday show happening.
Well, the nice thing about that gallery, it's over on the Antique Alley, and it's all decorated up for Christmas, so it's going to be really a festive scenario. The River Gallery is an artist-run gallery. It's the oldest and largest artist co-op in the state, and they've recently added several new artists. And they're working in all media from painting to wood turning, pottery, jewelry, and photography during the gallery. gallery crawl. So definitely go on both sides of the river and check it out. It'll be a great time.
And also, I should make mention at Mad Gallery, you'll be performing some live music there.
Right. I'll be playing with my my brother, Gray Rice Singer. They own the Shipley's Donuts down in Louisville, and we play around town acoustic duo. And so that's always big fun.
Mark, what is it about the gallery crawl, specifically when we get to the holidays? It kind of has that spirit of Christmas, but also just a great time to get together and partner with the community.
It really is, and you know, we've lit up the area. I personally strung about 1,200 foot of lights down on the end of the street, and I've got 6 foot tall letters up in the windows, flashing red, green, and blue, and we'll have Christmas trees and be all decorated for the holidays. So, and it's really going to be a festive time, and visually. Not only with the art, but just the area as well.
Well, Kelsey, a lot of people in the community as well as businesses partner together to help out with the art crawls. A lot of folks that lend a hand at this time of year.
We do, and we're really thankful for all of those partners, specifically Creed & Creed Law Office. We have a lot of faithful businesses in the area that continue to support the art crawl. So we're really thankful for that. West Monroe, Monroe CVB, Delta Style, all of those. And like, you know, Mark was saying, it's going to be these events, these art crawls are really a good time to see downtown and to come walk around and see what's going on down there and to be a part of that activity and that culture that's growing.
Yeah. Gets underway at 5 o'clock until 9 tomorrow evening with the downtown gallery crawl. Mark, a website if someone would like to find out more information.
Well, there's the downtowngallerycrawl.com. And also just Google it, Downtown Gallery Crawl. There's a Facebook page for it, so it's out there.
Looking forward to the gallery crawl. Mark Allen Dooley with Mad Gallery and Kelsey McCrary, curator with Luna Blue Studio. Thank you both for joining us.
Thank you.
You can hear this and other Landiap podcasts by visiting the Listening Room online at kedm.org.